To make a bridge between yesterday's talk and this meditation, sometimes sadha, faith perhaps, it's more related to how we act, how we live, than what we believe. At least the role sadha has in our life is more to do with what we do than what we believe. And that's helpful because sometimes we don't know what it is we believe or the thing we have faith in or confidence in. Sometimes, though, we just know that we're dedicated to doing the practice. We have no choice but to do it. We know that we're dedicated to non-harming, but not sure exactly why, what we have faith in. So sadha, so how sometimes found in the choices we make about how we live. And in terms of meditation practice, sadha can lend a persistence to the practice, a continuity to the practice, where we don't get sidetracked from the central purpose of the practice that we're doing. Sadha can keep us on track because we're inspired. Yes, this practice is important. Yes, it's valuable. Yes. And we have faith in it more than we have faith in our distractions, our ruminations, all the highways and byways of the mind that are detours. And we start losing some of the old faith, the old confidence that we need to keep thinking about things and solving things and fixing what's happening. But rather, to keep showing up, to be mindful, this simple mindfulness, just this. And in the mindfulness, the simplicity of mindfulness, when mindfulness is like clear, pure water, so simple, there is a quality of freedom to be found. And there also can be a quality of sadha, faith or confidence, in the simple mindfulness. And sadha can also support, then, the persistence of mindfulness. Not just being aware of what's happening in the moment for a moment, but to stay connected. There are two important movements of this connection to the present moment. One is becoming connected, being mindful, for having the mindfulness take in the experience. The second is to stay in touch with it, a continuity of attention. The sustained attention. And one of the ways to useful places to sustain our attention is in our bodies. It can make the practice so much simpler sometimes that when you're acknowledging that you have strong emotions, feel the emotions in your body as if that's all you have to do. If there's intense, strong thinking, feel it in your mind, feel that in the body. What does it feel like in your body to be preoccupied, concerns with thoughts? Feel it in your body. Whatever is happening, refer it to the body. Maybe the body can be the refuge for it. The body is a little bit, the physical expression of things is a little bit that keeps us safe from wandering off in thought. It may be safe from wandering off into fixing and solving, getting rid of. There's an art to referring everything back to the body. Whatever is going on, how is it felt in the body? In the skin, in the muscles, in the nerves, in the bones. And it's in regard to maybe the body that in the teachings of the Buddha, he often makes reference to our capacity for touch. We touch our experience because we experience it through the body. And then to stay and feel, sustain the attention there. Stay in touch in a simple, relaxed way. And one of the places to stay in touch is with the breathing. To not just simply be mindful for a moment of the in-breath, mindful of the moment for the out-breath, but to have a steady contact with the physical experience of breathing. If someone is juggling a ball with one hand, but also wants to swipe the palm of their hand across a long, smooth piece of wood, the person wouldn't really, they have to keep the ball juggling at the same time. All they'd be able to do is to tap down on the wood very quickly and quickly turn the hand over to get the ball and throw it up and flip the hand back and forth. It'd be quite agitating. But to put down the ball, and then you can really feel the whole length of the wooden board, the smoothness of it, or the roughness of it, or whatever it is. If we're constantly juggling our thoughts, then we can't have the continuous physical contact with the full experience of breathing in, the full experience of breathing out. If we're thinking about our breathing, then we're not in touch with the breathing, the physicality of it. Leave your thoughts aside, if you can, easily enough, And see if you can let that there be a real steadiness. Focus on breathing as an expression of your faith, of your sadha. Just breathing. And if other things are strong enough to take you away from your breathing, feel those in your body. Refer those things back into your body. Everything gets composted in the body. So, perhaps if you'd like to adjust your spine just a little bit so you're a little bit more upright, a little bit more alert. Maybe so that your chest is a little bit more open, so there's more space for your lungs. And then gently, taking some deeper breaths, maybe 3/4 full. Maybe the first few of them with your mouth slightly open, breathing through the mouth. And long, slow, deep exhales. And then closing your mouth and letting your breathing return to normal. On the exhale, spending some time relaxing the body, softening around the face. Softening in the shoulders. Softening the belly. And perhaps you can quiet your thinking. Can you think in a quieter, softer way? Maybe think more slowly. Maybe relaxing the mind, calming the mind as you exhale. And then settling down, steadying yourself on the breathing. Feeling the body's experience of breathing. See if there can be a dedication, a devotion to staying with the full inhale and exhale. Holding steady in that physical experience of breathing. Without being pulled into the other things that are occurring. As much as possible, let everything else just fall away to the side. That your faith is in the value of staying with your breathing. The simplicity of breathing, just breathing. what we have faith in also relates to what we are interested in. And some point when people are meditating, they begin realizing that to continue thinking the way they usually do in daily life is not so interesting. And they begin having less faith in the value of thinking and solving and being in stories and wanting and not wanting. Those activities still might go on, but there's a kind of a sea change when we realize there's something more interesting to do than spend a lot of time thinking. And one of the things that's more interesting in meditation is being steady with the breathing, being steady with the present moment here. It's kind of like you're driving on a wide, long freeway, highway, and it has a lot of exits. But you don't take every exit. You allow yourself to just drive right by those exits, even though it looks interesting what's just off the exit, because you're going someplace important. So staying steady in the practice moment by moment, because you have faith that it goes someplace important. It goes perhaps to a deeper intimacy. It goes to someplace deeper within. It goes to the Dharma. It goes to a safe harbor, a safe place to settle in. And so part of it can be counterintuitive or even easy to overlook that being really simple in meditation is often the way to stay on the road and not to take the byways and highways off the main road. It can be to have faith in the simplicity of just breathing in and breathing out. The simplicity of just being in your body, resting in the experience, referring everything back to the body without the sophisticated things that the mind can do. Or to stay in awareness, simple awareness. Being simple, a kind of faith in the simplicity of being that may be as closely akin to having faith in your own goodness, your own value. So that you keep yourself company in the simplicity of being, simplicity of just staying with the breathing, staying with the walking when you're doing walking meditation, staying with the physicality of it. And as you do so, perhaps these exits, all these distractions, all the balls we're juggling begin to recede from the distance. And we can kind of settle in more and more and just kind of cruising in the practice. So today I'm emphasizing how useful it is to turn everything over into the body. So if you're with your breathing, really feel it physically. Let that be an embodied experience. When you're with a walking meditation, really be with the physicality of walking. A kind of way of being with the physicality of it that's an alternative to be thinking about it or thinking about other things. And then turning, giving yourself over to it, so there's a sustained attention through time. At this point in the practice, maybe it's useful to consider there's time, and that we're staying in through time, through the present moment, the through line of just here and here and here, just staying present. And of course, there's all kinds of things that will pull you away, and the mind will think, and stories and desires and all kinds of things. And if you are pulled into those worlds strongly, then refer it all back to your body. That's simple. What does it feel like in your body? How's your body experiencing distractions, desires, feelings, emotions? And just keep feeling the body, in the body, body, body. Let the body process. Let the body handle it. Let the body protect you from going off on the detours of thoughts and fantasies, whatever it might be. And with walking meditation, which is such a valuable thing to do, it turns out it's even valuable when you don't think so. So you don't have to like it to benefit from it. But it helps if you don't fight it. It helps if you don't struggle with it or debate it. Just do it in a straightforward, simple way. And I find sometimes with walking meditation that it's so useful to find a pace, a speed, which is the right speed for you. So that sometimes going too fast, it's hard to be mindful. Sometimes going too slow is hard to be mindful. It varies, you know, over time. What speed works best depends a little bit on the state of the mind. But kind of be attuned to yourself to see what speed of walking is the optimal one for staying present in the body that walks, staying present, and adjust it accordingly. And as Inez said yesterday, sometimes it's useful to start maybe faster, and then if you settle in, and maybe as the course of in the period of session of walking, you might progressively go slower if that supports you. But if walking, you know, at a fast pace is more supportive, please, by all means. So we're doing the second set of group practice discussion today. Today is Wednesday. And if you didn't have one yesterday, scheduled yesterday, then you'll have one today. And with online, I've noticed that it's a good habit to do, to check almost every day the date, the day of the week, and whether or not you have a practice discussion. Just to make it a practice, just to make sure you don't lose track of it all. And so thank you very much, and I look forward to meeting those of you who come to practice discussion, and may you enjoy the day.